Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Deb. I'm an alcoholic, and my talk for today is on step 7, and the question is, what spiritual qualities do we aspire to? So, of course, step 7 is humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings, which follows on from step 4 and 5, having done a moral inventory with our sponsor and higher power. We now know our defects and we can become willing to let them go. And in step 7, essentially saying through the step 7 prayer that we wish to have all those defects removed. So if we're going to remove those defects, we then are looking at what qualities am I now aspiring to. So I was reading an article that talked about the 12 essential qualities, 12 being an interesting number in AA because we have 12 steps, 12 promises. And it said that 12 essential qualities of a spiritual person. And so those qualities are positive thinking, inner peace, being egoless, unconditional love, optimism, harmony, humility, a very big aspect of our program, something we really do aspire to in AA in doing our program, responsibility, compassion, justice, simplicity, and reciprocity. So those, of course, are very clear spiritual qualities that that really fit in with our program. Another one that is very strong to me and I have found has really grown in my sober journey is empathy. I feel that active alcoholics in the really active phase of our disease have trouble having empathy, feeling empathy for those around us, because we are so absorbed with ourselves and our needs and fulfilling our demand for alcohol, and our alcohol rages and takes over our lives, our alcoholism. So empathy is really important in recovery, where we can begin thinking about those around us. And that is part of our, for example, 8th and 9th step, when we go and make amends to those people we hurt, because we've realized what we did. We are able to put ourselves in their shoes and have an understanding of what they went through during our alcoholism. And now we live our lives from an empathic viewpoint. When we are going to do something or planning something or thinking about something, we think, well, how will that affect others? What will this do to other people? So that's always, I think, an essential quality of a spiritual person. And now my time is up, so I'm going to stop. But thank you for listening to me.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.